WTAW News Time, nearly 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees are being asked to hire another consultant to assist in how to address continuing growth in Brazos County. Spokesman Richard Bray says the contract with Bryan-based Architect Studio is part of tonight's trustees' agenda.
It's possible that we could move some non-academic spaces to make room for additional classrooms and labs on the Villa Maria campus as we go through this kind of intermediary period before we locate an additional campus. But if the board authorizes the college to enter this agreement with Architect Studio, we'll see what their experts recommend and then create an action plan moving forward.
Bray says Architect's proposal addresses space needs over the next 2 to 5 years. A committee of local real estate agents and Blinn administrators will also be formed to recommend long-term solutions. Tonight's College Station School Board agenda includes a $1 million makeover of the baseball and softball fields at Consolidated High School. CSISD Facilities Director John Hall says rebuilding the fields will solve significant drainage issues from the last 10 years. If approved, 12 inches of existing clay soil will be removed from both fields and replaced with a product called Root Zone Mix.
It's what you put under the new sod that the grass grows best in, and then infield mix for the skinned infield areas.
Both fields would get new irrigation systems and new outfield fences. Funding comes from savings on previously completed projects from bond issues passed last year and in 2009. In the next 2 years, at least $2.5 million will be invested in an historical building on the north end of downtown Bryan. The City Council, acting as the city's Commerce and Development Board, unanimously approved an economic development agreement at its last meeting involving the Ice House building at Martin Luther King and Main.
After the 90-day feasibility period and closing, we'll be conveying the Ice House to AdventGX. 25% of it must be retail and restaurants. There's a potential microbrewery that may locate there. The total space is about 18,000 square feet.
Mayor Jason Byinski says the developer, AdventGX, has made major investments in downtown Bryan in recent years. That includes the Grand Stafford Theater and efforts to relocate the backup for NASA's Mission Control. August 1st in downtown Bryan and August 27th in College Station are the dates of new regulations for payday lenders. Bryan's Community Services Manager, Alcee Bond, says there will be restrictions on how much customers can borrow.
The payday loans cannot exceed 20% of the borrower's monthly gross income. On auto title loans, they cannot exceed 3% of the annual income or 70% of the vehicle value.
One national payday lender with locations in Bryan, Ace Cash Express, last week entered an agreement with the Justice Department where the Irving-based company did not admit any wrongdoing but agreed to return $5 million to customers who were harassed and pay a $5 million federal fine. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's time for the 16th annual BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk. Last year, the BCS Association of Realtors partnered with Payless Shoes to provide over 350 pairs of shoes for underprivileged children in the Brazos Valley and to donate money to local charities. Help them top that this year by joining the BCS Association of Realtors Fun Run and Walk on July 19th at Central Park. Sign up today by visiting bcsrealtor.com or calling the Association of Realtors at 846-3751. That's 846-3751.
710 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine continuing through today with a chance of a thunderstorm during this afternoon. The high temperature getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe a shower thunderstorm this evening, then fair overnight. Low 70s by morning. Partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms hot again. Temperature mid-90s. Scattered clouds in mid-70s at night. And we could see some afternoon thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. High temperature low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Coming up in a bit, we'll visit with Zach Taylor, who is in Hoover, Alabama, talking Aggie football and more at the SEC Media Days. The Home Run Derby was last night. As we lead into the All-Star game, we'll have all of that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
If you've got a rash, we know where it came from. Maybe.
Okay. I was like, really?
Yeah. Well, it depends. If you've got a new rash, we may have the cause, and then I guess we can come up with a cure, but just want to let you know. Because, I mean, maybe you haven't been discussing that with people. But by the way, it's new evidence. 42 is the sexiest age. It's not 19. It's not 27. It's not 35. Esquire magazine says 42 is the most alluring age for a woman.
There's no way that's in their target demographic.
Well, I don't know about that, and that may be the whole purpose of it. That may be the whole idea, to kind of extend that a little bit. Life lasts longer than it ever used to, so now so does beauty and fertility. Christina Applegate, Jennifer Garner, Maya Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
Maya Rudolph,
yes.
Okay. Cameron Diaz, Sophia Vergara, Leslie Mann, Amy Poehler, they're all 42. Amy Poehler's 42? She ought to look 42 to me, but anyway. There you go. Well, wash your ears out with this. A suicide attempt of a woman who jumped into a river in China, supposedly thwarted because she was too fat to sink. Oh, well, she was not 42. She's 50. See, she's past her prime.
Oh,
the 50-year-old woman is in stable condition. Yes, police were called after witnesses reported a dead body floating on the river surface. However, after dispatching a boat to inspect what officers thought would be a corpse floating on the riverbank, no, in fact, it was a woman who was alive. And according to experts, the woman owes her buoyancy to her high body fat percentage.
Her buoyancy to her belly.
And it says, and the recent pollution that's altered the water's density.
Oh, no. What?
Good night.
There's no way there's that much pollution.
It's China. How would you know?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's another good idea they've stolen from us. Takes longer than ever to eat at a restaurant. We'll talk about that in in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? Really?
Are you? Well, No. I read the article.
Oh, okay. And we'll see.
It doesn't surprise me.
True or not? Zach joins us from Hoover, Alabama. How are you this morning?
Doing good, guys. How are y'all?
Good. So now tell me about eating there, because you got a bunch of. Have you paid for a meal yet?
Yes, I paid for a meal the first time that we got here, the little restaurant, down past Radio Row down here on the hotel.
I'm sure that was reasonably priced.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I take that back. I got it comped because it took a while to come out. And by, I don't know, it was like 10 at night, I think, Sunday night after we got here. And boy, we were starving. And mine, for some weird reason, took forever to come out, so I ended up getting a comp. So that was free.
All right, well, that's a good thing.
Granted, I was hungry enough I could eat my shoes, so I don't really know what it even tasted like.
So we're at this thing called Radio Row, I guess, huh?
Right.
And approximately how many stations do we have there?
Gosh, I don't know, 20, 25, somewhere around in there. The infamous Radio Row, it just kind of lines the walkway down here as you're headed towards the – it's actually the hotel's connected to – a mall. So as you walk out towards the mall, you got radio tables all over the place and signs and banners and all that good stuff.
Now, it's only 7:15, so, I mean, did they have food for you this morning?
I haven't checked yet. First thing I did is I got up, I took a shower, brushed my teeth, and came to talk to you guys.
Wow!
So it's been a beautiful, beautiful morning.
Listen to that, man. Is it just that the fact that you got used to getting up early for a week and a half that you just woke up, huh?
Yeah, you were talking to me about that before I came on. You were like, yeah, well, you got to get up again early this morning. I'm like, well, I'm getting used to it by now.
That's it. So now, what time did things finish up last night?
Things finished up about 5 o'clock, I think.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about no. Yeah, we know what time all the interviews finished up.
Actually, I didn't do much last night. I'm not gonna lie. I pretty much stayed in the hotel room because we had some technical difficulties with some of our equipment. So I was spending much of the night trying to work on that, and luckily we got everything in line. So hopefully tonight will be all fun and no work.
All right. Well, the old ball coach kicks things off this morning. Huh?
Yeah. Steve Spurrier is going to come on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And all the coaches have three players that follow them generally. How they've got it set up, it's almost kind of like a round robin type deal. Like, they have several different rooms. There's one main room where the coaches will go first and they'll talk the longest. And then they also have, like, radio internet room, and the SEC Network has their own room. Dish Network has their own room. I mean, it's several different rooms that they have up there, and each player and each coach will spend a little bit of time in each one.
Well, so, I mean, are you sitting down or do you have to stand up? What happens?
No, you get to sit down. They provide you with chairs. It's pretty awesome.
Now, how do they decide who asks what questions and all that kind of stuff?
Raise your hand like you're in a schoolroom, I think. They pretty much just go around. At least in the big room, that's generally where I've been spending most of my time.
Yeah.
They'll have interns that run around with little mics, and you'll raise your hand, and they'll call on you, and you get to ask your questions. So.
All right, so now how is this stuff going to be covered on our website and through? I guess a lot of it will be on the Zone, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to be on the Zone. We'll be, of course, putting audio on the shows all day long. Big Sumlin, Big Sumlin doesn't come on until 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So for Texas A&M, that'll kick off about 1 o'clock, and then the three players, Cedric Aboye, DeShazer Everett, and Drew Kayser, will be talking right after him. So about 2 o'clock, that should be on the Zone. I believe that Aggie Nation will probably
play it there. That will not be live.
No, we're not gonna be broadcasting it live.
Okay.
We'll get it as close to live as possible, but we gotta load it up and put it all that stuff. So no, we're not gonna broadcast it live.
Do they allow that?
No, in the big room they won't allow live streaming.
Yeah,
so
they're
not going to allow you to do anything live in there. So unfortunate for us, but you know, well, we can get it pretty dang close to right after they finish.
Okay, so now the big entrance, do they walk down Radio Row or are they walking someplace else in the hotel to get to the speaking room?
Actually, Radio Row is downstairs, and then they have the second the ballroom, which is up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
That's where everything gets kicked off, and that's where all the rooms and stuff are. So they kind of put the radio people in the basement, per se, which
things
makes sense,
haven't
I
changed.
Think.
No.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. They don't want other people having to. Well, I don't know. Unless you're dealing with people from Alabama, there's some riffraff. I guess you heard about the flag over at Kyle Field, huh, in Alabama.
I saw pictures of that.
Yeah.
I guess it was a construction worker or something.
Yeah.
Well, I think a former construction worker.
Yeah, one of the crane guys who's no longer employed.
Yeah. Don't know much
Good.
More about
Kick
that.
Kick him to the curb.
There you go. Oh, listen now. Also, some news that you might want to break today in case you didn't know. Aaron Andrews is now going to be the sideline reporter on the Fox Pro Football broadcast. Team 1, just want to let
team
you know.
Team 2.
No, she's team 1. Pam Oliver's going to team 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was next year.
I will definitely be sure to tune in then.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Well, let's see. Is there any news that you can break for us this morning? Anything that happened?
No, nothing that's really been covered. Again, you know, everything hasn't really kicked off just yet. It should kick off here about 9 o'clock. So,
all right. So what was the best food that you got free from the SEC yesterday?
Free from the SEC yesterday? Oh, they had a brunch set up yesterday morning. And they had pretty much everything you could think of for brunch. They had, you know, of course, the eggs and the you know, bacon was obviously and
grits.
They did have some grits.
All right, that's
they did
good.
Have some grits. So
biscuits
yeah,
and gravy.
Yeah, of all course. Right, okay. We're in Alabama.
No, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
So
all
yeah,
right.
No, it was great.
Okay, well there you go. Now you can go put your feet up and go talk to other radio pond scum around there and see what's going on. All right.
We'll spread our sledge around everywhere.
All right, very good. Thanks, man. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay. There you go. Zach from Hoover, Alabama this morning. Just because we could find out about the food and stuff like that. I don't care what the coaches say. That's just, you know. All right, so here's the story at 7:19. Well, what? It's Well, I say it's coach talk, but it's not. You know, if Spurrier's different.
Yeah.
Spurrier's a different kind of cat. He, you know, that's okay.
There's no telling what's going to happen with him.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not a reliable scientific study. But recently a rant on Craigslist by a restaurant that just calls himself a busy New York City restaurant said that it is, and is popular with both locals and tourists, said that the dining experience now takes a full hour longer than it used to. Now, again, I don't know where they came up with this, but they said in...
I read a little article, and this was not quite scientific, but they compared surveillance footage from, I want to say, 2004. So I guess over the past 10 years. But they compared some surveillance footage and sort of took numbers on, you know, server interaction, how long it took people to get seated, get their drinks, order, finally get in their order. And the main difference, this is probably what you read on Reddit, is cameras or phones.
Yeah. And So, I mean, they broke it down. The average experience in 2004 compared to 2014. In 2004, the stay involved what you would expect from a restaurant. You walk in, you spend 8 minutes figuring out what you want to order. You get your food, you eat, you ask for the check, and you get out.
Some of it gets sent back because it's cold.
Sure, you know, just stuff that happens. Average time then, again, 1 hour and 5 minutes. Now they're saying it's 1 hour and 55 minutes. And I don't see that. I cannot imagine that that's correct.
But also, this is New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
And what they were saying was the server would come. The first thing they would do is they'd sit there with their phone out, not even look at the menu. It would take 3 trips from the server and the majority of these situations that they looked at for them to even get their order in. And then when the food came out, they spent 20 minutes taking pictures of the food.
See, I don't believe that.
And then they'd sent more, a greater proportion of their food back, a greater proportion of the people sent their food back to get it rewarmed because they were sitting there taking pictures of their phone.
I want to know where that is because I don't want to eat there.
And then they asked the server to take a group picture. And so these server interactions that were just taking extra time actually took away from the other tables they were serving. So it was actually making them less efficient. And at the end of this article, it was a server who, I call it an article, but the server who wrote this basically said, just be considerate.
Okay, I'm guessing it's not a chain restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, man, let's go to Arby's and get our picture taken. You know,
it's extra curly this time.
Yeah, all right, yeah. It may be, you know, some other place that's kind of trendy. But again, I don't believe that. Oh, by the way, we have a new game for you to play now that you're tired of Flappy Bird. We'll get that for you in just a little while because I know that's what you want. I was going to play a song today. You know, it's Tuesday.
It is.
Yeah, I was going to play a song today, and then I went and watched it, and it's really so average that I'm not going to.
No.
But, well, what's happened is, you know, Weird Al made himself money and a pretty nice career out of doing parodies of popular songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's put out a new one called Tacky.
Yes.
Which is, you know, a takeoff of Happy. And it's good. It's well done. It's well produced and all that kind of stuff. But the deal is, you know, that whole thing is worn off because now people can parody a song and put it on YouTube in no time. And
but can they play an accordion?
Well, and that's, you know, there's no accordion in this one.
That's true, it is.
In fact, I don't think they've even got the hat. You know, they may, but I don't remember seeing it.
No.
But the deal is, and this is his last album, apparently. He's going to start self-promoting, I think, and selling his stuff online like everybody else seems to be doing. So, anyway, it's cute. You know, it's 3 minutes of your life. Well, no, it's 3 minutes of your job. you can go and watch that and enjoy it. But anyway, plus the fact that I just don't think it reaches the level that we need to have as a good workout song. So anyway, we'll look around and see if we can find something else.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Suddenlink has business solutions for you, business owners, things that can make your business run more efficiently and really be a better work environment for you, your employees, and your customers as well. And right now, new customers get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. And Suddenlink business professionals live and work right here, so you get fast professional service when you need it. There's a special number that you call. You call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. And Chad will give you just what you're looking for as far as solutions, answers to what you need, because you can get high-speed internet, higher down, faster download speeds, and you can save money, probably up to 30% compared to the phone company when it comes to your calls. And by the way, that's one monthly price for unlimited calling. Kind of features that you want to have, you can have those too. And again, you can grow the network as you need to as your business expands. And again, download speeds of up to 50 megs. So find the solution that you need. Chaz got the answer for you. Give him a call at 595-2413 and find out about the business solutions that Suddenlink has for you. Here's a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, not quite so high because we're going to have some clouds. And with the clouds, obviously, a little chance of some rain. Now, today, it's not so much a chance of rain. We're looking at probably 40%, 20% tonight and Wednesday night. Then we're up to 50% chance of showers on Thursday, Thursday night, and Friday. And then a slight chance of showers moving on into the weekend. In fact, if the forecast holds, our high on Thursday will be about 93, so we'll see. Southwesterly winds right now, 82% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies. We're looking at 78 degrees.
There has never been a better time to shop Amish furniture for generations than right now for their huge bedroom floor model sale featuring best-selling Amish builders like Schwartz, Schrox, Miller, and more. Find up to 40% off select bedroom floor models and 10% off new orders. That means remarkable savings on exquisite, handcrafted, solid wood American-made bedrooms. You don't want to miss this spectacular bedroom sale at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road in Bryan.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A Sunday New York Times op-ed makes the case that the thousands upon thousands of children surging across the borders illegally are the children of the drug wars. It claims this is not an immigration crisis, it is a refugee crisis. Sonia Nazario details the violence that some children are caught up in because of drug cartels. Now, make no mistake, it is a harsh, dangerous life. Some kids' parents and friends are murdered, others as young as six intimidated into working for these ruthless cartels. Nazario says that children coming for strictly economic reasons should be deported or find another country willing to take them in. But she says it would be a disgrace if this wealthy nation turned its back on the 52,000 children who have arrived since October, many of them legitimate refugees. This is not how a great nation treats children, she said. Ms. Nazario, allowing the wholesale invasion of our borders is not how a great nation stays great. Ms. Nazario, perhaps if these South American countries turned away from socialism, they could get their own act together, stop drug cartels from dictating national policy. Ms. Nazario, sad to say, the horrors that South American kids face happen here too. Murders, violence, intimidation by drug gangs, but they mostly happen in blue cities run by Democrats. The victims are minority kids, and there's no other great nation offering benefits for them to flee there illegally. They're kind of stuck.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it. And reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College officials continue to study how to resolve space issues on the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says Blinn trustees tonight will consider a consulting contract with Bryan-based Architects Studio to develop recommendations for the next 2 to 5 years.
We're probably expecting more than 13,000 students this fall. So obviously, moving forward, we are going to look to expand, whether that is expanding on our current campus or expanding with an outside facility or an outside external additional campus.
Portable buildings have been established to relocate offices to create additional classrooms, and new scheduling software is being tested that will free existing space for more classes.
We're using that software now to measure the efficiency, measure as students enroll for courses, how quickly they sign up. And using that information from this fall, moving forward, we'll be able to use that software to create a more efficient schedule that can tell us which classes are going to be better served at which times, where we may need to offer more courses, where we may need to offer fewer of some courses.
Bray says a committee is being formed of real estate professionals and Blinn administrators to develop long-term recommendations. The College Station School District has saved enough money from bond-financed construction projects over the last 4 years to consider a $1 million renovation of softball and baseball fields at Consolidated High School. The proposal goes before the CSISD School Board tonight. Facilities Director John Hall says that includes removing clay soil, which has contributed to long-time drainage problems following rainfall.
That's about 12 inches deep under the playing surface on both fields. And once we get down that deep, then we would regrade, basically slope it so that it would drain properly, and then stabilize, you know, that subgrade that's underneath it.
Something called root zone mix would replace the clay soil, and new sod was recommended over artificial turf.
The preference for most baseball and softball coaches, as was the case here, was that they just preferred the natural turf. We ran some numbers to just check pricing. We were kind of knocking on the door at $3 million, and we just didn't have that kind of funding.
New irrigation systems and outfield fences would also be installed on both fields. A recent investor in downtown Bryan is adding to its portfolio, AdventGX, whose projects include the Innovation Underground Business Incubator and Seed Gallery, plans to put at least $2.5 million into the former Ice House building at North Main and Martin Luther King.
And it'll be on the tax rolls and definitely a catalyst for all the redevelopment that will occur in the next few years in the north end of downtown Bryan.
Mayor Jason Bianski says the Commerce and Development Board, which is the city council, approved the agreement at its last meeting.
This will definitely be an anchor on the north end. It's, in my opinion, one of the neatest properties that we have in the downtown area next to the Queen Theater and the LaSalle Hotel. So it definitely holds a history for the city of Bryan and our citizens.
In return for not paying for the property, AdventGX has 2 years after closing to complete restoration. At least 25% of the building will be used for retail and restaurants. Bianski says a microbrewery is also a possibility. Payday lenders in Bryan have another 2 weeks before facing new regulations. Community Services Manager Alcee Bond says that includes payday loans not exceeding 20% of a customer's monthly gross income, or on an auto title loan exceeding 3% of the annual income or 70% of the vehicle's value.
With installment loans, loans may not exceed 4 installments, and 25% of each installment must be repaid, go towards the principal.
Single repayment lump sum loans may not be renewed more than 3 times.
And proceeds from each refinance must repay at least 25% of the loan.
The new restrictions start August 1st in Bryan and August 27th in College Station. Bond says the new rules won't apply to loans made before the start date. A North Texas city could become the first in the state to ban hydraulic fracturing if city leaders approve a grassroots petition to outlaw the drilling method. Denton city staff expect today's public hearing to draw a huge crowd to City Hall. Denton residents could vote on it in November, even if the city council rejects the ban. The College Station-based Special Olympics flag football team will be recognized today for its silver medal-winning performance at last month's national games. Players and coaches from the Aggie Bombers will be on hand to receive proclamations from both cities and to greet fans and financial supporters who made the trip to New Jersey possible. Today's reception is at Central Baptist Church from 5:30 until 7, with proclamations being presented at 6. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Things have been moving on an upward trend on the charts and graphs and everything for a while now. Do we foresee that upward trend for a little while longer?
Well, we're seeing it through June. The most recent total market statistics we have through June, we're seeing total units up, total monthly sales up. We're seeing listings staying pretty flat, but it's interesting. I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here and say that I think July numbers are going to be the first month where we're below where we were in 2013. I was looking beginning of July to the 14th of the month, sales for 2013, 167, this year 113. And then I was looking from the 14th through the end of the month, and I was seeing in 2013 we closed 242 transactions, and booked for 2014 is 148, so quite a bit down.
Is this just kind of a collective sigh in the market, you think?
I think people are taking vacation. I think June was a good month for people to do that. The economy's been good for a lot of people, so they've got some money to spend. But you know, listings are down too, 162 through the 14th last year and 120 this year.
So if you'd like to find out more and get some more in-depth numbers, you can do that by going to zarealestate.com.
All of Royalty Pecan's signature pecan delicacies are handcrafted in small batches right there, on site, at the farm, using only quality ingredients. They find ways to enhance their delicious, healthy pecans without adding artificial ingredients, preservatives, or trans fats. From their orchard to you, they control how Royalty Pecans are grown, harvested, and prepared during their journey. Try them for yourself and let them know what you think. Take the short drive on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, and open year-round. Click royaltypecans.com for more info.
Team in Navasota is all about family fun this summer. And with summer heating up, check out these hot deals. Get a new 2014 Chevy 1500 for $9,500 off MSRP.
Nice price.
Or a 2014 Chevy Tahoe for $10,000 off MSRP. Plus, you can get the fuel-efficient Chevy Cruze for just $198 a month.
Let us help you enjoy your summer with a brand new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice ride!
7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call them today and ask about their checkup program. It's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Call Barker's at 690-2278. Here we go.
Mix of clouds and sunshine continuing through today with a chance of a thunderstorm during this afternoon. The high temperature getting up into the mid-90s. Maybe a shower thunderstorm this evening, then fair overnight, low 70s by morning. Partial sunshine during the day on Wednesday. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, hot again. Temperature mid-90s. Scattered clouds in mid-70s at night. And we could see some afternoon thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny. High temperature low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Conference teams won 7 national championships in the sports of men's golf, gymnastics, equestrian, men's swimming, women's swimming and diving, women's outdoor track and field, softball and baseball.
That's SEC Commissioner Mike Slive talking about the well-being of the SEC and the league in general. We'll have more from the media days, at the SEC media days, with Zach Taylor here in just a little bit. Also, more updates on the All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby last night. All that and more coming up in sports in just a very few minutes.
See, I thought I'd put some pleasant music behind this, and that way you'd forget about what I was actually saying.
I was going to say, I don't want to work out today.
No. So, okay, what's the favorite movie snack in U.S. America?
Ooh, popcorn.
Yeah, it's probably right, huh?
I would say so.
Yep. Because, you know, it's expensive. And
cheap to make, expensive to sell.
That's right. Yep. And, you know, you get that grease on your fingers that you can wipe on the movie seat, which is really nice. So we decided to take a look around the world to see what movie snacks we could find there.
Oh, fun.
For instance, in Greece, meat skewers.
Yes.
Hey.
All right.
Now, my concern is, what happens to the skewers, okay?
Same thing that happens at the popcorn you drop on the floor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I just want to make sure there's not a confrontational movie going
on.
Yeah,
just stick them in the seat backs in front of you.
That's it, yeah. May have a little place for that. In Taiwan, chicken legs and bean curd.
Okay.
In India, fried pastries with mashed potatoes and peas. Norway has dried reindeer meat.
Mmm.
Oh, hey.
Yes, in the Netherlands.
So reindeer jerky?
Uh-huh. In the Netherlands, salty licorice. Japan.
Salty licorice?
Yeah, yeah, it's not sweet, salty, yeah. Dried sardines. Yummy, yummy. Sunflower seeds in Spain. Now, you see, do they give you a cup to go along with it?
They would have to.
I'm thinking so. In China, it's dried salted plums. In Hong Kong, shrimp and pork dumplings. In Barbados, fish balls. In Colombia, fried ants. And in the UK, it's popcorn as well, but they put sugar on it.
Fried
kettle corn.
Yeah. Ants.
Yeah.
How would you cook them?
Yeah, really.
Sorry, I just...
They crunch? I mean, gosh, dog. And they're high in protein.
We didn't say anything about dog.
No, they're high in protein. So, you know, it's good for
and
you.
Pretty much after you batter them, they're, you know, the
that's
ants
right.
Inconsequential.
After you do that, after you batter them, they're fine. And if you don't like that, put salsa on them, so it's fine. Okay, so, Patrick, tell us about Timberman.
Timberman.
Oh, you're kidding. You don't know.
Are you Slenderman?
Well, this says Timberman.
Okay. It's not a spooky guy, is it?
I don't know. It has to do with a new app.
No.
Oh. Well, this is apparently the latest game to take the App Store by storm. It's Timberman. According to the apps chart, the game has made its way to the top 5 apps overall in more than 20 countries, is the most downloaded game in 8 countries as of yesterday. Timberman's gameplay nails the recipe for addictiveness in a smartphone game.
I didn't buy it. When I saw a little picture, it said, everyone's downloading this app. And,
you didn't go along with the crowd?
Every ad says everyone's buying this app.
Well, apparently
apparently this one they were. Right.
Here's the deal.
I'm looking at it now.
It's easy to get into. All you're doing is cutting down a tree by tapping on one side or the other.
You are not cutting down trees.
Yeah, trying to avoid the descending branches as you progress.
Uh-huh.
After a few rounds, where you, of course, get frustrated because you die because you can't tell how close those branches really are to your character, the game clicks, okay? As you get into the rhythm of the game, getting a good run becomes easier by improving your score gets harder. So,
okay, I went the other direction. I was looking on Amazon for a double-headed felling axe so that I could go do some exercise. I found out about this. See, actually chopping down trees could.
Yeah.
I mean, it provides firewood. It provides a good little bit of strength and conditioning.
Okay, it's 95 degrees outside.
I didn't say I was going to do it at noon.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that sounds fun already.
That's the music.
Yeah, okay.
Going with the 8-bit. I like it.
Yeah, if we can
get... It's very bitmappy.
If I could have some earbuds and just have that playing in my head all day, that'd be nice. I'd end up taking a BB gun to a restaurant, you know? Golly. All right. Okay. Well, all right. There it is. If you want to find that today, Timberman.
Yeah. I might have to consider that.
Is there a mute option on that, by the way?
Yes, I just
never
muted
played
it
games
as a matter
with
of fact.
Sound.
Yeah,
golly.
Really. I mean, why would you want to do that? But anyway, that gives you your wasted time today. Hello.
Now, meanwhile, the last vestiges of our great republic crumble into ruin.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You've probably noticed that you and your spouse don't always see eye to eye. If you're not careful, those differences can drive you apart. But it doesn't have to be that way. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When my wife Jean and I were first married, we discovered the biggest difference between us was that she was a night owl and I was a morning person. I've since learned how common simple differences like that are among couples. But at the time, it threw me. In fact, every morning for weeks, I thought she was mad at me because she wouldn't talk before 10 a.m. I'd wake up energetic and ready to conquer the day. But my chipper attitude was often met with, well, less than enthusiastic response. To be fair, by that evening, we'd switch roles. She would be lively and ready to talk, and all I could think of was climbing into bed to go to sleep. Differences often put couples at odds with one another. Petty disagreements can easily turn into full-blown battles that can bleed a relationship dry. And that's why couples need to learn to compromise and find some middle ground. A large part of making marriage work is figuring out what hills are worth dying on and what issues are best overlooked. To do that, you have to work together to figure out what's really important and find the right balance between each other's needs. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MY-TV. That's 877-319-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-319-MY-TV. That's 877-319-MY-TV.
While we may get a little bit of a break from the hot weather today, we are in the dog days. It takes a toll on us, takes a toll on our tires as well. BCS Tires and Lifts wants to remind you that the hot Texas roads can be tough on your tires as well as you. So they want to make sure that your tires are in great shape and that you've got the right tires for your vehicle. First of all, and it's important, BCS Tires and Lifts are local, Aggie owned and operated. They are local, and they offer you free tire inspections. They offer free roadside assistance, free flat repair, free tire rotation, and a nationwide warranty because they're part of the Tire Pros Network, which is 30,000 dealers coast to coast that stand behind their products and their service. Give you an 800 number that you can call if you have any problem anywhere around the country. And when you do need tires, they'll beat anybody else's prices. Stop in and see a local shop. These guys want to make sure that it's convenient for you. They know your time is valuable. They want to make sure that you have the right tires for your vehicle, and also that the suspension in your car, your truck, your van is performing as it should. Stop in and see them. They're 2319 Texas Avenue South, right there by Copy Corner in College Station. And you can give them a call. It's 696-3200. Give them your keys. Put your mind at ease. Go to the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts. They'll answer all your questions for you.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. The SEC is the place to be with the new SEC Network, a conference that has become so powerful they've expanded the press junket by a day. Of course, there's tons of national championships and all of the media coverage, which includes our very own Zach Taylor, who is live in Hoover, Alabama.
The craziness that is SEC Media Days kicked off yesterday morning here in Hoover. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive started things off by bragging on the conference's accomplishments from this past year.
As Muhammad Ali said, it's not bragging if you can back it up. The accomplishments of our teams and our student athletes do just that. Conference teams won 7 national championships in the sports of men's golf, gymnastics, equestrian, men's swimming, women's swimming and diving, women's outdoor track and field, softball and baseball, along with 6 national runners-up finishes. In addition, the SEC finished in the top 5 in 13 of the 21 sports we sponsor.
Now, of course, the women's track and field national title he was talking about belongs to Texas A&M. Another man who spoke to the media yesterday was Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn. Malzahn's Tigers were the Cinderella story last season, bouncing back from a 3-9 2012 to advance to the BCS title game, where they fell just short to Jameis Winston and Florida State. A big reason for the team's resurgence last year was quarterback Nick Marshall, who was busted with less than an ounce of marijuana in his car last week. Here's Malzahn on his QB.
It is a privilege and a reward to represent Auburn here at the SEC Media Day. Last Friday, Nick lost that privilege. We have high expectations for our players, but specifically our quarterback being the face of our program. Up until last Friday, Nick has been a model student, teammate, and citizen. Nick made a mistake, and he'll have to deal with the consequences. I'm not ready to say what those consequences are at this time, but he will deal with it. I know he's regretful, and he feels very bad about it.
Malzahn and the Tigers will host Texas A&M November 8th down in Auburn. And speaking of the Aggs, they're set to take the podium later on this afternoon with Coach Sumlin, defensive back DeShazer Everett, offensive lineman Cedric Abuehi, and punter Drew Kayser scheduled to talk. Also on tap for today is South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier, Mississippi State's Dan Mullen, and Tennessee headman Butch Jones. Each of the coaches will be followed by 3 other players. And that's what's happening at SEC Media Days. From Hoover, Alabama, I'm Zach Taylor.
Zach will have live updates and more from Alabama later this afternoon, starting at about 5:25. On now to Major League Baseball, where Oakland's Yonis Cespedes is already a winner at the All-Star Game.
This one blasted to left. Back there, and that one's gone. 381 feet. Cespedes with 9 here in the finals, his 30th overall in the home run derby.
The longest tape measure shot for him last night was 422. The Oakland Athletics slugger successfully defended his title in the home run derby by defeating Cincinnati's Todd Frazier 9-1 in the final round. Cespedes is the first back-to-back champ since Ken Griffey Jr. did it back in 98 and 99. Felix Hernandez of the Seattle Mariners will take the mound for the American League. He's the starter tonight at the All-Star Game at Target Field. King Felix is sporting an 11-2 record this season. He's opposed by St. Louis Cardinals' Adam Wainwright, who is 12-4 with a Major League best 1.83 ERA. Now, the last two All-Star Games have been shutouts, with the AL winning last year 3-0 and the NL winning the year before 8-0. A gold football-shaped trophy will be the prize for the national champion in the new college football playoff. College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock unveiled the more than 2-foot-high trophy yesterday. The first hoisting will be reserved for the winner of the first national championship game in January in Arlington at Jerry World. And speaking of at Jerry World, a Cowboys offensive lineman has pleaded guilty to a first-time drunk driving charge. Ronald Leary was arrested in suburban Dallas in September of 2012 after failing a field sobriety test. He will receive 18 months of probation and a $1,000 fine. Leary was a Memphis University guard before the Cowboys signed him as a free agent back in 2012. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have made two trades to clear salary cap space. Chicago traded forward Greg Smith to Dallas for the rights to a player to be named later. The Bulls also sent forward Anthony Randolph, 2 second-round picks, and Cass considerations to Orlando for the rights to Milivan Rokovic. Sports Illustrated did a series of articles last September that alleged several potential violations at Oklahoma State University. It was broken down into five parts: the money, the academics, the drugs, the sex, and the fallout. Now, a school spokesman confirmed to ESPN.com that it is official. The internal investigation into the allegations is nearing an end, but the NCAA has been conducting its own internal investigations. And, of course, we'll have more on that when we find out more. And finally, the Brazos Valley Bombers hit the road for the Victoria Generals tonight. First pitch at Riverside Stadium is scheduled for 7:35. The guys had the night off last night. And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds of which your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Looks like we got a little bit of rain up in Booger County there, up in Hearn and over near Franklin. They may march down here and see us later on this morning. Big chunk of rain, though, over to the northeast of us, in Huntsville and Trinity and Groveton and all that stuff. You are what you eat. We've heard that for a long time.
From your head down to your feet.
How about this? You are how you eat as well. Here we go. From something you should know this morning.
Food psychologist Dr. Brian Wansink.
If you give kids, and these are kids, elementary school age kids, food that they have to use their teeth to bite rather than use a fork to eat with, they ended up being behavior problems. It made them a little bit rowdier. You know, they were less likely to obey the adults that were in the room. They're more likely to be aggressive toward other kids, and they just rated as more disruptive by a set of observers who were there also.
So, wing restaurants tend to have a rowdy crowd?
Yeah, a little miniature club in your hand.
You think about the Vikings, right? They were grabbing meat, and King Henry, King Henry VIII, doing all that. But I'm just saying, and you think about that, so... In other words, we need to be kinder and gentler by eating boneless wings. Is that how we do that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but then you've got a fork.
Yeah.
No.
Or a spork.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on where you eat. I'm just saying.
But can you do it in the car?
Something to think about. Maybe more aggressive if you're eating a drumstick. WTAW, College Station, Brian.